Just a handoff. So not every shotgun run is a zone read play. So we didn't run any zone reads. We don't run in that size. We had this conversation last year.
Yeah.
We don't run as much zone read as everybody thinks we do. I mean, we're blocking the backside. He's not reading anything. He was just handing the ball off. So
technically, that was roughing the passer.
I thought the interpretation on the field was correct.
Did you talk to the league about getting clarification on that play?
No, I haven't talked to the league.
Did you think it was a deliberate?
I didn't think it was deliberate. But I haven't talked to the league. So I thought it was a penalty, and I thought Jerome Boger called it right.
So how troubling is the ruling here today by Blandino?
I haven't talked to Dean, so I don't know what the ruling is, to be honest with you.
It was a rule that it was completely illegal.
Well, I think Derek gave me what he thought he said, but he said it was a read option play. It wasn't a read option play. I know our quarterbacks can be hit on a read option play, but not every run we have is a read option run. I mean, we run sweep, power, counter, trap, all those things out of the gun.
Are you concerned that it's going to be difficult for officials to decide whether a play is a zone replay or not, and then that, therefore, the quarterback could be susceptible to contact?
No. I mean, everybody in the league, I think, runs shotgun runs. So, I mean, I don't think it's a problem.
It's happened once.
We don't.
The most teams you run.
We don't run them more in Seattle. We don't run them more in San Francisco. We don't run it as much as you guys think we run it. Every shotgun run is not a zone read play. So we don't run much. The only people we've run zone read with since we've been here is this off season or this past season is Timmy. So
but
we don't run it
looks
with.
At it this way, does it matter? I mean, if
I haven't talked to I haven't talked to the league less. So
you have to talk to the league to tell them what you just told us, to make them aware, so this doesn't happen again on just a running.
I don't know. I mean, are they going to hit every quarterback in the league when they hand off in the shotgun? That's up to the league. So.
Did you tell your quarterback not to fake?
Yeah, Sam wasn't going anywhere. Right. I mean, if you watched him, he handed the ball off. So.
Do you plan to talk to the league on it?
No, I mean, that's their deal. They'll talk, and if they want to get to the coaches, they send out a video and all that, and they can discuss it. So
how can the official determine what the difference is now?
I don't know what Jerome's answer was, but our quarterback, from what we were told, if your quarterback's not carrying out any fake, he wasn't carrying out any fake, he wasn't going anywhere. So
the way to distinguish it is if the
that's a question for them, I think, is better. You could ask the officials. So.
As the play caller, I'm sure you don't want your quarterback getting hit after he hands off. How would you distinguish it?
That we're not running a zone replay. On a zone replay, a quarterback can be hit. That's not a zone replay. So that's the way we determine it. That's the way it was explained to us. So.
Do you feel like you've changed your offense a little bit to, I know you don't do much of the zone read, but would you do less of it because of Sam? You said it even March. You're like, yeah, we're not going to do more of it because Sam's just not a runner.
I would do the same. You did the same. We're on the same offense we've been with Nick. So I think Nick had 16 carries and I think a couple run scrambles in 8 games last year. The 8 games Nick played, Nick's credited with 16 rushes. So, you know, and I didn't, you can go back and look at all of them. Some of them are on, you know, quarterback scrambles where he went over the line of scrimmage, so it turns into a rush. So
I mean, made reference to the fact that Sam's coming off 2 ACL injuries. And you said it was not a deliberate hit from your
I haven't talked to Terrell. I don't know what he did. And we've moved on, so it's not a big deal for us.
Are you concerned, because Sam acknowledges, are you concerned that defensive players are going to be going into Sam's knee?
I think everybody in this league knows what people have for injuries. So if that's what their choice is, that's what their choice is. So. But I'm not saying Suggs did that, so don't say that. So.
But is there anything you can do, I don't know about preventing it, but to at least help avoid it?
Yeah, we put him in a glass case. I mean, he has to go out and play football, so we didn't call any design runs for Sam, if that's the question. So,
how troubling could this be for you if your quarterbacks aren't protected?
I think it would be troubling for the league if every quarterback in the shotgun can get hit. Then, I mean, that's their determination. They can. It's up to them on how they want to handle it. So,
will you talk to Dean at some point?
Sure. I mean, I haven't talked to Dean since last year or so.
But is this something you want to talk to him about?
We know the rules. If our quarterback hands the ball off and isn't going anywhere, you shouldn't be able to hit him. From the way the rule's been explained to us, so. I mean, if they want to get into that, they can get into that. But then every other quarterback in the league, when they get back in the shotgun, can be hit when they hand the ball off. So if that's what they want to do, then we'll all have to adjust, because everybody in the league has runs out of the shotgun. So,
Chip, whether it's you or somebody else in the organization, doesn't somebody have to talk to Dean Blandino to question why he made this ruling.
Yeah, he video and talks to the coaches at the end of every week, so he tells you what went on the week before, and that's where we get interpretations of it. So
then you will talk to him then.
I'll get the video that he sends out this week.
How do you think Sam did as a thrower, specifically in getting the ball out quickly to his open receivers?
I thought Sam did a good job. You know, he got rushed on the one where he got hit in the chest, and he missed, I think it was Nelson. We just had we were running a post, and he threw it a little bit to the outside on Riley's, but besides that, I thought he was good.
Miles Austin, how's he doing, and is he going to be practicing this week?
Yes. Be out there today.
How do you think Andrew played Carter?
I thought Andrew played another good game. I know we're real pleased with how he's playing right now, and played well.
How would you?
No, we got time.
Is he moving ahead though?
No, I mean we're not. We're still got. We got the Packers game and the Jets game before we have to do anything. So there's no reason to rush to anything. But he's doing a really good job.
How would you assess the play of Barkley and Tebow the other night? I mean, it seemed like along Tebow kind of held the ball for a while.
Yeah, but people are covered too. You know, and the one he held, I think, for a while, everybody was covered. Then they end up getting a penalty for defensive holding. So, I mean, I think you got to look at it. He missed one on his own read, on his own play, zone drop where he could have hit it. But I thought both those guys were just up and down.
Why do you think your running game is going so well in its two preseason?
I think our line is doing a really good job at the point of attack, and I think our running backs are hitting it.
Jerome Copeland played a lot and was really active. Yeah. What did you see from him?
He was just happy to get him back out in the field. It was unfortunate that he had the appendicitis and then the appendectomy, so he didn't get a chance to play him in the first game. But, you know, he was behind a little bit just because he hadn't gotten those game reps. But I thought in the run game he was really good. A couple of things he can clean up in the pass game, but in the run game he was really good, and he did a good job on special teams.
I'm sure you heard about some of the injuries this weekend, specifically Jordy Nelson. You've been a little maybe conservative with how you've had some of your starters and first-teamers play. Do you look at the preseason differently now, 3 years in terms of the value of playing in those games versus the possibility of having a season-threatening injury?
I think you just weigh it on what they did and who needs what out of the whole deal. You know, my first year here, we had a quarterback battle. That's why those guys were playing, because we didn't know who our quarterback was. But we haven't played – our guys haven't played a lot of reps in the first two games, if you're quote-unquote guys that would you consider starters, so – but it's a fine line in how you play them. You know, you look at what happened in Washington. I said it, you know, after the first game, they lost both their tight ends, you know, and it's tough. You lose someone, you know, a player like Jordy Nelson, and what a great player, and does everything right. And it looked like the quick thing I saw on TV was a non-contact injury, because kind of turned and spun. You know, I think Pouncey went down in that game, from what I heard. I mean, it's a fine line. But
there have been discussions about having half the preseason games and maybe even two more regular season games. How would you feel about that? I mean, in college football, they don't have a preseason and everyone just plays the first team. I mean, would you think that would even be a little more, make more sense in the NFL?
It's above my pay grade.
If Marcus Smith does not return this preseason, have you seen enough from him to get a sense of how he can fit in this year?
No, not really. I mean, we got one game, you know, so it's tough to project. I mean, he's obviously, this camp was better than last camp, but, you know, with one game, it's tough to project, you know, where that whole thing will shake itself out, and it's just unfortunate for him. So.
Jim, what's impressed most about Rashid Bailey?
Well, I missed it. I just heard something about Bailey. What'd you say?
Impressed you most about him?
Just, you know, I thought coming in here that it may be a little bit too big for him just because of coming from Delaware Valley, and but he's kind of handled everything really well, you know, and first game in a link, or first two games in a link, I thought he's shown up in both games, and he's works extremely hard at it. It's got a great work ethic. We knew that, but then what you don't know when you have players like that is the game going to be too big for him? But he has the skill set to play, and I think he's shown us that. So,
have you done much analysis of Sam here in camp and how the ball quickly comes out in terms of release from snap to the pass, and is that something you saw prior in the Rams? Is that part of his skill set, the fact that he does get rid of it quicker? I don't know what his timing was.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we traded for him. We're very impressed with that, whether it was from college or the time he was with the Rams. So, and we're seeing the same things here.
Does it come from how he processes a play when he gets it from you, or does that come from physical strength.
I think it comes from both, but he is really sharp at processing things, you know, and that's part of the thing about being a great quarterback. Got to be a great decision maker, and I think he really makes good decisions.
Was five snaps for Przanski, that was a sharp decline from week one. Was there a reason for that?
Yeah, they were just holding him back a little bit. We'll see if he can go full this week.
As far as Warner's, the way that he's been returning, is a lot of that vision, acceleration, what has made him so effective as a return man?
You know, it's part of what being a good running back is all about. I think it is vision. It is his ability to make people miss on both returns for touchdowns. There's been a couple of unblocked guys that he's made miss. You know, you can't block them all coming down the field. But the unblocked guys he's made miss. And then and on both plays, gotten to where we were trying to get it returned, and it was blocked up pretty good. But he's done a great job of making those initial guys miss while moving forward, and that's what you always want in a returner. You know, a lot of guys can try to do it, but they're always working east and west. You know, the one thing with Kenyon, he's a lot like Darren in terms of he's always hitting it and going downhill, and we're going to get positive yardage out of him, whether it be a 5-yard gain or a 10-yard gain, or he can break one for a touchdown. He's not a dance guy back there that's going to try to figure out how to hit a home run, but they end up losing yards on the thing. I think he's always advancing the football, and that's what we want our returners to do.
And Rashid Bailey, you coached at a lot of different levels of college.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody making a jump like that, what is the biggest what's the biggest hurdle?
I think the thing I just talked about is really between the years. You know, can they handle it? There's a lot of guys that at all levels that you see have the athletic ability and the skill set to play at this level, but they kind of get overwhelmed by it, and for some reason they hold themselves back and they don't play with confidence. They kind of, you know, talk themselves out of it instead of talking themselves into it, and that's the thing that's impressed me with him, is that he hasn't been overwhelmed by the situation, you know, and it's a credit to him. You know, a lot of guys, you don't see him see that happen, but for him, I think he's got a sense of maturity to him, and it hasn't been too big for him. So.
You've referenced the turnovers that Thurmond has forced throughout the summer. Is there mm-hmm. something about him that gives him a knack for those turnovers?
Yeah, I think he's smart. You know, he always seems to be around the ball. He's very rarely is he out of place. You know, so he's got an intuitive feel for where the football's going to be. And then he's got outstanding hands. You know, so I think when the ball's out, you watch the interception as a one-handed. He's done that a couple times out here. You can see him catch the football in a wide variety of ways. He's really, really a smart football player, so he always seems to be around the ball.
How did Vinny Curry and Brad Jones do outside linebacker?
They both did well. You know, I think Vinny had been practicing there for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, so it was his first real game experience out there. But, you know, I know Billy and McGoves and Az and all those guys are really happy with where he is. And Brad's played it, so he's got a real good understanding. He's just a real smart football player. But both those guys, we thought, did well.
So will the three inside backers do everything today?
Yeah, they should. They're out. They're full go. So work them back in and hopefully get them out on the field. Barring any setbacks, you know.
Is it possible any scenario at all
we keep what? Yeah, we haven't gotten into that. I mean, we're going to keep the 53 best football players. So, okay. Thanks, guys.